Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tomorrow, I will present oral arguments before a panel of three judges at a federal court of appeals regarding the case involving counseling bans in Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County, Florida. These bans say that counselors cannot provide, even to clients who actually request the counsel, any counsel that would be designed to help the client change unwanted same-sex attractions, gender behavior, or confusion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is a big case tomorrow, so pray for the case. It's the case called Otto, that's the first name, and it's one of several that we have at a federal court of appeals, but it's the first one that we'll be arguing this year in 2020. We have a couple others pending, one at the same federal court of appeals that governs the entire southeastern portion of the United States, and another one that governs Maryland, Virginia, and some of those states at a different court of appeals that will be argued later this year. But Matt, this is a big case, and we just learned that two of the three judges on the panel are brand new appointees of President Donald Trump. You can see the big impact that the president has been making in the judiciary, and I'll be able to appear before two of these nominees that have now been confirmed to the federal bench. This case is a major case, and keep this in prayer, Matt, because this is a case that could likely go to the U.S. Supreme Court, this one or one of the other ones that we're arguing. All we need to do is get one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike these unconstitutional bans down around the country.
Yeah, this is good news that President Trump has appointed these judges. Hopefully, they will be in keeping with the types of judges that he's had before, and they're going to look at this and see clearly that you cannot get into the mind as the government of an individual counselee, somebody receiving therapy, and when they have a certain set of goals, tell them that those goals are off limits. So, you know, nope, sorry, you cannot change. These are political laws that are being passed around the country, and this really is kind of ground zero on the LGBT agenda. The fact that people find freedom from same-sex attractions represents a clear and present danger, and you're going to have the opportunity, Matt, to really unpack for the courts here, for these judges, the First Amendment violations that we're looking at here and other issues.
And, you know, and remember that as we pray for you during this time and for this case, the ultimate victory is for the children. You know, both of our clients are godly people. I personally know Julie Hamilton, one of the counselors. She has children. She has a heart for children. And she wants to help those who are struggling with these unwanted desires that go against their Christian beliefs.
Yeah, and they have clients, and we have people that we've encountered through our representation across the country of families with sons or daughters where they have had these unwanted attractions, and they don't want to accept them. They don't consider themselves to be homosexual. They don't consider themselves to be someone of the opposite sex, but they begin to develop for different reasons these unwanted attractions, and some of these reasons can be even sexual abuse. We know that that is a common activity that ultimately results in someone having unwanted desires or even confusion about who they are. There's a lot of different causes of this kind of desire that happens, and oftentimes those that have this confusion about whether they're male or female, we know from research that 80 to 90% of those who have such confusion naturally resolve without any counseling intervention. So if you have one of those individuals that's going to naturally resolve, even without counseling intervention, come to a counselor for help to overcome those unwanted, confused state of mind. And the counselor is forced by these laws to not help the client reach the goal, but in fact is required by these laws to have the client change their moral and religious values to match their unwanted desires, that can be very dangerous. And we have clients who have said that they would have died had they not had this kind of life-saving counseling intervention. These are all, as you said, Matt, just politically motivated, LGBT, heavy-handed bans trying to force the LGBT agenda and lifestyle on these families and counselors. So this is a big case. We had the very first case in the country out of California, then the second one out of New Jersey. There's now 18 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico and about 60 local jurisdictions, including these two here, Palm Beach County and Boca Raton, a city in Florida, that have passed these bans. So this will be the first case argued at the Federal Court of Appeals after the 2018 NIFLA decision, the Crisis Pregnancy Center decision from the U.S. Supreme Court, in which that court specifically named the first two counseling cases, Pickup out of California, King out of New Jersey, both our cases, and expressly overruled them to our benefit. So these are critical times. We're going to have at least three of these cases, maybe more, at the Federal Court of Appeals this year. And all we need is to get one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike them down around the country.
So tomorrow's a historic day.
It's a very big day. It's a very big day. And I'm glad to see that two of the three judges are individuals that have been nominated by President Trump. In fact, one of them was an individual who was just recently elevated in 2019 to the Florida Supreme Court. Last year, Florida had a big election. And that election actually was toward the end of 2018. And Governor DeSantis, the Republican governor, won against a socialist who was running in the Democratic ticket. Very close race. It was talked about nationwide. But DeSantis won. And one of the prizes of whoever was going to win that election was they had the opportunity to select three brand new justices of the Florida Supreme Court. Three activist liberal justices had reached their age limit and they had to step down. So already before the governor took office, there was a review of the candidates. And this particular candidate that he selected three. This is one of them, Judge Lagoa. She was selected by Governor DeSantis to serve on the Florida Supreme Court. So she was only there for a couple months. And then, of course, her stellar credentials reached the attention of President Donald Trump, and he nominated her for the federal bench. And so she was confirmed. And what you now know is that she has probably the shortest tenure in the history of Florida as a Florida Supreme Court justice.
Wow.
So in 1 year, just a little over 1 year, she's gone from being no judge to the Florida Supreme Court to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, a federal court of appeals. And she's going to be on the panel tomorrow on this important case.
Yeah, that's amazing. You mentioned something, Matt. You said these dangerous laws. Don't forget Dr. Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins University, who founded their transgender surgery program, as it's euphemistically called, had a complete change of heart as he investigated further the evidence. And he has done a number of studies, one study pointing out that these people who post transition, as they call it, after they have these mutilating surgeries, there's a 41% suicide rate. So for a lot of these young people, they are taking away their ability to align their true natural biological sex, gender, if you will, with God's design for them. And when those two things are not aligned, when mental illness convinces them that they are something they are not, you cannot be in harmony with the way God created you. And it's tragic that 41% of these people take their, or at least attempt to take
their
own lives.
Well, in fact, what happens is they never really address the underlying psychological issues. They just go directly to hormones and then surgery without addressing the underlying psychological issues. And then once someone actually goes down that route and actually mutilates their body, removes healthy body parts, then they feel trapped because they've crossed that line where they've actually done invasive surgical procedures. And then their, quote, community that applauded them for this effort, they abandon them. So there is a very high rate of suicide for those who actually go through this because it doesn't address the underlying psychological issues. And that's what Paul McHugh found out. That's what Johns Hopkins University learned. And that's why they disbanded their entire program regarding this. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our emails and our newsletters, and pray for this case tomorrow. The decision will not be handed down for several months thereafter. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. LC.org.